Hello.
Hello, this is Asia returning your call back from customer support. May I please have your zip code?
7192.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to repeat that for me.
71292.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of movement is in the background, so I'm not sure. Did you say 71292?
Yes, ma'am.
May I please have your first and last name?
Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Corley, C-O-R-L-E-Y. I spoke with a lady and I wrote her. Go ahead.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
415 Arthur Street, West Monroe, Louisiana.
I do see where our meal plan was purchased. How may I help you?
I'm just feeding the charges. I actually spoke with someone, and I had to wait until it actually went through so y'all could refund me. And I spoke with someone. Is her name on the account?
Okay. I'm sorry, but is it something, some paper or something in your background? Because I can't hear you talking low, and
yes,
then
ma'am.
I can't hear.
I'm sorry. Okay, you ready?
How may I help you today?
Okay. I'm calling to dispute the charge. I spoke with someone, and it was still pending, so I couldn't do anything. It went through, and I was told to call back after it goes through, and then y'all can refund me.
Okay, this charge went through on the 4th of this month. What I can do for you today is a courtesy, being that it shows that you have had access to this account for about 3 days now. I can provide you with a 75% refund, which is a total of $44.91.
No, ma'am. I want the whole thing back.
Okay, I'll have to reach out to my supervisor to see if I'm able
to
get you a higher refund. Give me just a moment.
Can you keep, ma'am? Hello? Hello?
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, we do have a $5 non-refundable setup fee. So what I can do for you today is issue you a refund of $54.89.
Ma'am, can I tell you what happened? I thought I was filling out a survey.
Okay, you'll have to. Or do you have me on speakerphone?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought I was filling out a survey for a Dyson for Home Depot. After I put in my information, it didn't give me any terms, conditions, nothing. It went straight to this balanced help, and it said wait for an email. I didn't approve that. So, I mean...
Once you sign up for that Dyson vacuum cleaner, you're automatically enrolled.
I can't hear you now.
So there's no way for you to order the product or sign
up.
Ma'am,
I can't hear you. It's like real staticky. Hello?
There's no way for you to order the product or sign up to get the product.
I don't even know what it is.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
I don't know. Okay, so now you're going staticky, and I'm trying not to get fired by being on my phone because I had my AirPods in. Hello.
Okay, Okay, so you may want to call us back, but I do want to let you know, once you sign up to that item, you're automatically enrolled in Clay's monthly subscription.
That's just it. It had nothing to do with y'all. It was Home Depot, and as soon as I put in my information, it clicked to y'all's screen.
Once you sign up to receive the Dyson vacuum cleaner, you're automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription for our
meal plan. Well, it didn't say anything about balance health.
Until you call in to get the account canceled out, I do apologize for those terms and conditions that you have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. I have reached out to my supervisor, and she said...
The lady I spoke with the other day, is her name on the account?
Yes, ma'am, but I cannot transfer you to her.
She said you could, but I was able to talk to her.
No, ma'am, I can't transfer you to her. We're at a third-party call center. But I do want to let you know...
Okay, can you give her my number and she call me back, please?
No, ma'am.
Why?
Because I can't reach out to her.
So she lied to me?
I'm not sure, but we do have a $5 non-refundable setup fee. I can't provide... I'm sorry, you can go ahead. What I can do for you today is provide you with that $54.80 refund.
That's
being
fine.
That we do
just
have...
Go ahead and do it. And what y'all are doing is not right. Y'all need to stop.
That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email.
Y'all can take it right away, but you can't give it back right away.
No, ma'am, I can't speed up the refund process. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Did the last agent that you spoke with provide you with a cancellation number?
Yeah, she did, but I can't find it. Be honest with you.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready to write this cancellation number down.
Go ahead.
The number is C as in cat 920-697-375.
Okay, now I can hear you perfect.
Why
does this happen? It said nothing about balanced health, and I'm not mad at you. I know this is just your job, and I'm sorry for being rude. I'm just trying to hurry because the big boss is here. And, it just took my damn money, and I can't afford that.
Once you do that survey, you're automatically enrolled into the monthly subscription for our meal plan. So there's no way to enter into the
sweet. But it doesn't say anything about that is what I'm saying. Like, it didn't even do terms, conditions, nothing. It clicked straight to it.
There's no way for you to enter into the sweepstakes if those terms and conditions are not agreed to. I
do
apologize, but that...
Ma'am, I understand what you're supposed to say, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I do apologize that those terms and conditions weren't made clear for you, but they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase.
There were no terms and conditions, is what I'm saying. It just, it didn't give me that option at all, or I wouldn't have done it.
Okay, there's no way for you to order the product if those terms and conditions aren't agreed to. But I have issued that refund with that $5 non-refundable setup fee. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. So 3 to 5 business days. So does that count today?
No, you have to wait a full 24 hours.
All right, I have to go. I'm so sorry. Thank you for all your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too.